My name is Edith Wilson. I am at the Bush protest. It is mostly Kerry supporters, obviously. And what I have to say is, I wish Kerry were saying what my sign says. Code Pink women say, pull out. Pull out of Iraq now.
My name is Bill Neal. I'm from Butler, Pennsylvania. Well, I come up to protest a very dangerous man and his policies. I'm voting for Kerry simply because we can't afford to give Bush a chance to continue to kill people without with the approval of the American people.
Tell me a little bit more about your arrest at the protest in 2002.
Well, I was standing outside on a public street holding a sign that said, the Bush family must truly love the poor. They've made so many of us. Behind me was the free speech, the so-called free speech zone. And I was approached by Allegheny County officers and told that I would have to go into the free speech zone. Meanwhile, around me where there were people with pro-Bush signs that were not in the free speech zone. So I said, that's a contradiction in terms. The whole country's a free speech zone. So they arrested me and took me and wrote and gave me a citation and held me until after Bush left and then released me on my own recognizance. The actual hearing, it was thrown out of court because obviously it was a violation of my First Amendment rights. But there's no way that I can get my First Amendment rights back for that day back, right? So unless we as a people decide we want to keep the First Amendment, we're going to have to do it ourselves. Neither Kerry nor Bush are going to do it. It is really ironic that I went to the Kerry rally where he announced Edwards as his vice presidential candidate, and I went into Market Square and they told me that I could not display my sign. That was private property. It was exactly the same sign that I was arrested with for by the Bush administration. So it's up to us to protect our rights because Kerry nor Bush are going to do that.
Mike Chaffee, I'm here from Lawrenceville.
I'm Bob Cooney, I'm here from Westwood.
All right, you folks Teamsters?
Yes, both Teamsters. Brings me out here today is the fact that NAFTA, outsourcing our jobs, no industrial base in the United States. Somewhere along the lines, these politicians and whoever they are, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they feel that a $30,000 a year job is sufficient to raise four kids and a family, and it just ain't happening anymore.
Well, but John Kerry did vote for NAFTA in 1994, right?
Yeah, so did Clinton. I was a big supporter of Clinton. I didn't feel that. I think that the idea of NAFTA and GATT and international trade and all that stuff, I think that's a great thing. But along with it went a lot of our jobs.